is everything heightened in these playoff games? Figuring it's, you know, more even competition, and you know, it's just a couple plays one way or the other that might.
You know, obviously it's a one game season, so yeah, we definitely look at it as that, and that we're focused on going out there to Washington and executing at a high level. You know, practice today seemed really crisp and sharp, and you know, as far as our special teams go, just make sure that we continue to be consistent and go out and try to make plays and try to just do our part to help the team win there.
Yeah, judging from just what happened on Sunday night, you can advance or go home on what moment with these special team moments.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's very important. Every time we take the field, you know, we don't get multiple downs and multiple plays. We need to go out there and execute every time, you know, on all four phases, and make sure that we do our job and just allow our offense and defense to get on the field and do the thing. If we can make a spark play, if we can do that, you know, great. But I think the biggest thing is to be consistent and make sure that, that we do our job every time we have a chance.
What's the feeling being named a captain of your playoffs?
You know, it's always special. That's, you know, obviously making the playoffs is great. And then, you know, being able to obviously get our picture taken and, you know, go and, you know, put on our suits and, you know, the guys that that I get to be a captain with as well. It's always an honor. And, you know, it's just a special thing. You know, in 9 years here, it's really cool that I'm still, you know, being voted in that position. And, and I have to do my best to go out there and earn it.
Mason, I know a lot of years it was Jared sitting next to you in those pictures, but what did you think of what Angelo's done this year, stepping up and kind of being a leader and a voice?
Yeah, you know, obviously, yeah, like you said, you know, Jared Bush has kind of been that staple, you know, as far as that guy that is on all four phases, you know, he's playing at a high level, and Banjo has stepped into that role and made sure that he leads by example, you know, with, you know, in so many different ways. He's always playing fast, always looking to see what kind of, you know, different edge he can get on any given week. And so, you know, he earned it this year, and with his work ethic on and off the field, and make sure that, you know, everybody looks to him to, you know, kind of set that tempo. And so, you know, I'm really happy for him, and he definitely earned that spot.
In light of your one subpar year here, do you have an appreciation for what Tim has done in his bounce back season?
You know, Tim did a great job. Obviously, you know, this last month or so, you know, just really impressive the way he went out and, you know, hit the ball, you know, and then the coverage, the whole aspect there to lead the NFL and punt coverage as far as, you know, return yards given up is huge in a tough environment at times, you know, to punt. So really, really proud of Tim, how he just, you know, stayed the course, really worked hard week in and week out, and had no doubt that that's what, you know, was going to happen. And, you know, he's one of the hardest working guys in the locker room. He puts a lot into it, and it paid off this year for sure.